You ready?
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, I got a really fun thing to talk about, but before we get into that, what is our contact info?
Well, we've got Instagram. It's TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
Sorry, I got distracted because I got this message and I actually kind of want to read it to you.
Okay.
This is on my fan page.
All right.
And I'm not going to say the guy's name, but it says, "Hey, Vicky, random question. Are you still hoping to have a kid of your own? You mentioned that you and your family adopted a child recently. Well, we're in the process of trying to adopt him. I think I'm in the same boat as you, where I really want a family. And I feel like I'm starting to get a little old at 34. I guess the reason for my message is I think we have a ton in common and we seem to be on the same point in life. I don't know. Just the thought."
Is he cute?
I mean, he's fine. It was just such a weird thing. I showed it to Steve. I'm like, "Is this weird?" And he's like, "Yeah, this is very weird." And so I took Steve's advice and I wrote this back to him. "Wait, are you trying to date me or impregnate me?"
Well,
I mean,
if he has good genes, some people do.
I mean, just because someone looks cute on the outside don't mean they got good genes.
Well, that's why, I mean, you would interview him,
right?
Have him take some tests. Yeah. What are your interests? What do you like? Tell me your family history.
But I just thought that was funny because I was just like, that is different than the messages I usually get. So good on you for being different.
I kind of like it. And by the way, 34 for a dude. Dudes, you guys don't really have an age limit. It's the girls. You can find a young chick.
Well, even then, girls don't have a huge age limit. I think once you get into your 40s, it could be different.
I still don't believe I think it's 35 and your doctor starts saying, yes.
It's not correct.
I know people who are trying to get pregnant and they go to the doctor and they say, okay, well, you're creeping on the age of 35. You might want to.
Well, a lot of doctors and scientists have been going off of this information for so long because it has been a miscommunicated information.
Well, and I would believe the doctors over you. No offense. But
I'm believing it over the research that I found. It's not me that's saying it. Like, oh, I think
when all the doctors know that research, though,
like you would think, right? There's a lot of information that they don't go off of.
I think once you start, the ladies 35, the guys, you can, your stuff lasts a while.
Well, this is the thing. A lot of people that have those issues probably would have had those issues in their 20s. You can have healthy babies up until your 40s.
Oh my God.
Assuming you have a healthy uterus, or even 50s if you have a healthy uterus.
But the risks are way higher after the age of 35.
They say it doubles. It doubles from 0.05 to 1%.
I don't believe that. Because why do the doctors still nowadays tell females once you hit 35?
It's one of those lies that took over, or not lies, miscommunication that took over so much.
I feel like if that was true, they would be teaching that in school now, and then the doctors nowadays.
They should.
I don't believe that. I think.
Because this is also, a lot of this also funds a lot of big things. So a lot of women freak out. They're almost 35. They go in and they want to get their eggs frozen.
Yeah.
Egg freezing actually doesn't always 100% work. First off, egg freezing started off as an alternative for women who are going through cancer to freeze their eggs and potentially maybe be able to have a kid later. But it was like, it's not always guaranteed. I think the percentage of people actually getting their eggs defrozen or defrosted or thawed, I guess. I don't know what the terminology is there. For them to actually have a baby from those is actually very low.
I don't know all the freezing of the eggs.
Money racket. The reason why they started doing this and advertising it, they took this information. They're like, hey, you're getting old. Freeze your eggs. And they make a crap ton of money. It's like $20,000 to do this. And it's probably not going to work.
Yeah, I don't know all that.
Anywho, but that's not the point. I do have something else that's funny.
Okay.
What I was meaning to get to. So do you remember a while back we did this the internet craze or trend that they were doing where you had to text your significant other, "I want a baby," screenshot the results, and post them.
Yeah, I remember that. I did that with J-Rubs.
That was actually very sweet what he wrote.
I know.
So this gal on Twitter, I don't know if she's a musician or whatever. She's verified. Her name is Olani. Oloni. Anyway, she says, ladies, ask that guy you fancy out on a date and then tweet me a screenshot of his response. So the guy you have a crush on, tweet him. So let's see what some of the...
Oh, tweet him. Okay, instead of
text. No, tweet her the screenshot.
The dude and... Okay.
All right. This is funny because this guy's name is Strawberry in her phone. He's got a little strawberry with a heart. So I'm guessing they're dating. It's like, hey, you want to go on a date? Yerp.
Oh, so they're dating already.
I'm guessing because there's a heart by his name. So I would assume they're already dating. But his response was, yerp.
God, I'd be like, okay, any ideas? Or
all right. So this person, do you want to go on a date with me? Could we just skip to straight to banging?
Nice.
She gives him back the face, the Christ laughing face. This gal actually Snapchatted him. It's like, hey, do you want to go on a date? And he writes, calm.
What does that mean?
I'm guessing means calm down.
Oh, chill out, girl.
It's like, hey, want to go on a date with me? Okay. So is that a yes?
So these are just people they like kind of like?
They have a crush on.
Oh.
It's like the person you fancy, the one you like, the one you have a crush on.
Okay.
Hey, Isaac, would you like to go on a date with me sometimes? No, thank you.
Oh, that's sad.
And then does like the crying, the guy. I don't know if you remember that guy crying.
Oh.
Little gif. This person writes, and this is obviously their husband because I could see their picture. She's got the married picture. It's like, take me on a date. With what money?
Too real.
Want to go on a date with me? Hell yeah, I've been in love with you since the first day we met. Bring that ass here, girl. And then I'm going to do something to you under the kitchen table.
Oh, hey, yes. I like them.
He sends a little, was it Chris Pratt character from Parks and Rec?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, want to go on a date with me? Are you trying to have kids with me?
Whoa, that escalated quickly. I mean, that was like the guy that just messaged you.
Oh. Would you like to go on a date with me? Do sharks walk? No. Then I guess you best delete my phone number off your phone then.
Oh, that's like when I'll do it when pigs fly kind of thing.
Do you want to go on a date with me? Oh, baby. F no.
Some of these are baby.
Like it's just like, oh, honey. Or like what when they do in the South, what do they say? Bless your heart. It sounds sweet, but they're making fun of you. Let's go on a date and not just as friends. LOL, I'll plan everything. Just say yes, please. Oh, your phone is breaking up. I'll text you when I have better service. Wow.
That's funny.
Hey, do you want to go on a date with me? Question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark. Wait, is that a yes or a no? Why the F are you asking me on a date?
Yikes.
I don't know if that's because he's like low self-esteem or he's just like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Someone's, want to go on a date? Monkey with the eyes covered.
Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised your big eyes didn't see this rejection coming. I beg you, bounce.
Jeez. Oh. Maybe that'll help some of these people having a crush on these people that are really awful. Responding.
I'd like us to go on a date. I'm asking you out on a date whenever you're free. Could be next month. Oh, well, that's kind. I'm getting married next week.
Oh.
So I'm guessing like this was just somebody she met in like passing.
Yeah.
And she had a crush on and then like maybe in class or something and didn't know.
That's so awkward.
It's like, I'm getting married next
week. Sorry.
But he was really nice about it. Like, hey.
You want to be my date to my wedding? Just kidding.
Want to go on a date with me? Truthfully, I'd rather die.
Jesus.
And he replied, LOL, cool.
Thanks.
And what is possibly my favorite one, the very last one. Want to go on a date with me? Monkey with the eyes closed. You can no longer send direct messages to this person.
Bitch, you've been blocked.
And I wonder how many of these were women and how many were dudes actually sending these messages.
Yeah.
Because the whole, baby, no.
Yeah, no.
I felt like that was a very female answer.
So would you ever do this?
No.
You wouldn't?
Well, like anybody that I kind of have a crush on, and I'm working on it in therapy, actually. I was telling her, I'm like, there's this guy. I think he's really cute.
Yeah,
the one
we
I was talking about last week. I'm like, he's just way out of my league. And it's like, I don't, like, the worst thing you can say is no, and that'll put me down a spiral. And I'm like, I don't know.
It would put you down that much, you think?
Oh, I have a weird thing with rejection.
Oh, really?
Awful. Like, it's my...
Just with guys or in general?
In general.
Oh.
So if I feel like a friend has rejected me in a way, like where I thought like there was some drama going on and I thought that they had disowned me or like, oh, I'm going to go with this person, even though like I felt like they were impartial. Mm-hmm. And then it felt like, no, screw you.
Yeah.
Then like that broke my heart. And that like hit me hard. So I have a weird thing with rejection, which is nice to know, but it's not a fun thing to have.
Yeah, or to like kind of deal with.
Yeah. And so I'm learning to deal with that in therapy.
So you would never text him and be like, hey, you want to go on a date with me? What if it's for the podcast, Vicky? This is for your job. Ah, your face. She's like, I want to die right now.
I very much want to die right now.
So, well, when are you ever going to like...
Like
I feel like a lot of people have the rejection thing. I mean, I do. I mean, I feel like everyone does to like a certain degree. But it's like I also don't think it's one of those things that's ever really going to get better.
No, and that's one of the things my therapist and she's actually really awesome. My new one, she was saying, look, I'm not here to tell you don't have those bad thoughts. Don't think this way. Don't do that. Because here's the thing. Those annoying thoughts saying that you're not good enough or that this and that. They're never going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of therapy and the idea of getting better is to not let those thoughts drive. To put them in the back seat.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you're trying to drive the ship or the car or whatever, the train.
The Vicky train.
But you're in the back seat.
Okay.
And what drives me is not the bad thoughts. But that is a easier said than done work
well,
in
yeah,
progress.
And I don't feel like it necessarily drives day to day, but the moment, like...
At least right, with dating for me now, is that is what's driving.
Well, an example, like right now. Like you didn't, maybe like 10 minutes ago, Vicky was in the driver's seat. But now that we're bringing this up, that we're like, hey,
right?
Text him right now. And then your fears are like, whoop,
nope,
I'm in the driver's
seat
now.
It's like, move, bitch.
Vicky's out the window.
You can be right in the trunk. That's basically where I'm at. I'm in the trunk.
Well, I think this is a perfect stepping stone that we should do. It's for the podcast. It's fun.
See,
it sucks, but you can tell your therapist
you
about
this?
It.
Like for the if like you had a crush on somebody and
if there was as much as you see him, you know, like it's very kind of rare. You guys don't see each other a lot. Yeah. If this guy I see every day at the gym, no, because that's awkward because I'm going to see you tonight. You know what I mean?
It's like, oh, crap. Time to find a new gym.
Yes, exactly. But if I saw him a handful of times a year and I don't even know when the next time I'm going to see him is. Yeah. But. I mean, I would do it because we're doing it the podcast. I wouldn't do it randomly unless I was probably drunk. And then I would just get the balls and do it.
See, it's easier when you're drunk. Everything's easier when you're drunk. I get more ballsy when I'm drunk. But I've also, like, very side note, what happened on the trip. We went to Portland and I met up with a friend. I've known him since high school. And there's always been this weird, like, almost chemistry with us.
Almost chemistry?
Like, oh no, like, it's chemistry, but then there's always the, like, we almost cross the line of, like, doing something physical.
But why like, don't you guys ever have? Why haven't you guys ever have?
Well, last time it almost happened, like, we were, like, my friend was in the same, like, there's, like, a bunch of us in the room.
Okay.
Like, in the same, so that's
like
why.
Like, it would have happened?
Like, it might, like, it, like we were, like, full on, like, cuddling and stuff was being rubbed up against stuff. But this time around, like, my friend was drunk. And so she's like, hey, so what do you think of my girl here? Like, she's down. If you're down, let's go. He's like, you know, I don't really see her that way. And then later in the afternoon, later through the night, he starts getting all cozy up on me and like kisses my cheek and everything.
He's the horny drunk.
And so for me, it's like, I got pissed because not only am I still recovering from the nausea.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I hate now mixed signals.
Well, I feel like for him, it was when he's sober, he feels one way. And when he's drunk, he feels another way.
But she wasn't saying, hey, she wants to date you. She was like, she wants to go to Pound Town.
Yeah, and maybe he didn't want to when he was sober, but he does just, now when he's drunk.
I don't want to be, like, I'm at that age where I'm like, sex is fun. And if I want to have sex with somebody where we just have sex, I have a buddy who's great at it and I can get off and do whatever I want with him. I don't want to be like your drunk choice because I'm not your first choice.
So
like,
if he had said, yes, I want to hook up with her when she's sober, that would have been
okay. I would have been, yeah.
Even
if he's like, you know, I'm not looking for a relationship with her. I don't feel that way about her. But if it was just like a hookup, then sure. Or it's like, or even left it open. Like, you know what? I'm not sure. If it happens, it happens. I would have been okay with it. But I was not feeling well. So he got me in a bad mood. And I was like, you know what? No.
Do you take it as... you're his last resort, or like he didn't think that you were sexy sober and now he does when he's drunk kind of thing. Because
definitely, a little bit of both.
I've definitely had people where I'm like, nah, I wouldn't do you. And then like 10 shots deep, right. I did you. Like, you know, I mean, and then you're like,
we've all been there where like, it's like, you know, I wouldn't really want to do you sober, but I'm not at that age anymore where I just want to bang.
But it's weird that you would just bang him if he said yes when he was sober.
Yeah, because I'm like, that way if I see him again, we could bang and it wouldn't be weird. I feel like if we hook up when we're drunk and he didn't really want to hook up with me, there's going to be that weirdness more so than if we would have hooked up sober. Like, I wouldn't be able to still be his friend.
So can you still be his friend now?
Yeah, because he doesn't know that I know.
Yeah, but you know. Yeah. Like, how do you feel about it?
I feel like I'm not going to be as close with him anymore just because he was actually acting very obnoxious that night. So it's just like, you know what? You're not worth the headache. Like, if you want to come hang out in the group setting, fine, but I'm not going to try really hard to get you to come up here and visit or to go out of my way to like figure everything out and plan it all out. I'm like, no, if you want to come see us, you can come see us.
Do you think maybe if you hadn't been sick and you would actually have gotten like a good kind of fun drunk, mm-hmm. you would have been more into him?
I think so. And if my friend didn't tell me, because then I told her, too. I'm like, you realize he was just kissing, like trying to kiss on me and like was cuddling up against me at this club or the strip club. And she's like, what? That's the opposite of what he told me. And I'm like,
see, so the maybe she ruined it. Yeah. You and me is I really would have been like, oh, now you want to cuddle and kiss me? Guess what? 5 hours ago, you didn't want to. You're not going to get this when you're sober. You're not going to get it when you're sure. So well, I'm not going
to
get it when you're
that's
drunk.
Kind of the idea. Like, I don't want to have sex with him at all now because it turned me off. I'm like, no, you know what?
Yeah. No. See, if so he was going to wear the drunk goggles, he should have made sure you were wearing the same kind of drunk goggles, because then I could see how it could be like, fine, you boned. You both were drunk, like whatever. But that's not what happened.
No. So, yeah.
But going back, I still think you should text this guy out on a date. Or do you have someone who, like, you also kind of have a crush on, but, like, you don't really care at the same time?
Kind of. But, like, it's not even, like, a crush. It's more like, you're cute, but you have a lot of issues, and you know which guy I'm talking about.
Oh, and do it. No, you might see him, though, right?
Well, I haven't seen him in forever, so.
Do it.
Oh, God. He's going to ask so many questions.
But what kind of question? Hey, you want to go on a date sometime?
Yeah. He'd be like, wait, what? Like, I don't know. Like, because he basically was trying to admit the other day, but couldn't spit the words out, that he had a crush on me, which was really sweet. And I'm like, I need you to say it. I don't need you to allude to it. He was sweating up a storm. He said, I'm like, I just need you to tell me. Like, I don't want to sit in this.
Were you guys talking on the phone?
So he has a hard time texting because he's very bad at spelling. So he does, like, the voice messages.
Oh, yeah.
So it's basically like we're talking on the phone. And sometimes we'll talk on the phone if we have time. But I'm just like, I need you to say it. Like, I can't just assume that's what you mean.
Yeah, like, what? Come on. What the hell are you talking about?
And I'm like, it's like, in the crush I have, I'm like, you're really sweet, but I know you have a lot of stuff you need to work on. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it'd be a very smart idea. Usually, I see a box of red flags, and I'll date that. I'll try to date that for a while.
Don't date it. Don't do
it. So that's exactly why I'm trying to keep my distance. So other than that, I'm like,
Is there any other guy? No, not really.
No, I've been pretty busy.
Okay, I won't force you. You can have the fear in the front seat.
Give me a couple hours. Maybe I'll do it in a couple hours when I'm a little
bit.
She
goes home and like, I go take a nap. Shot of tequila.
Yeah, I got this.
I got this. See, I would do it with J Rubs, but I kind of actually
just
did.
Just do it. See what happens.
I kind of actually did a few hours ago, which is funny.
Like what was said?
Well, I just said. I just said cauliflower pizza / movie date night after I work out Friday night ? And then he just said yes with 2 exclamation marks. It's a very specific date, but that's kind of how I roll.
Okay, well, what is, like, I'm trying to think of, like, what kind of date would I like to go on now? Because it used to be very Tinder, okay, Cupid, let's go get coffee or a meal. Like, it was never really movies because you can never talk to anybody in the movies. Movies were always like a second or third date kind of a situation.
And then it would be like either drinks or dinner afterwards or something.
Right. So I'm like, do I just get coffee? Like, how does this date
honestly
work? Like, do I dress up? Do I go casual? Should I dress like me? What I normally look like? Do I go over the top? Like, I don't know.
For me, first of all, definitely show your tatas a little. definitely put on a little makeup. Definitely put in some effort, for yeah. sure. Like, you look great now, but put in more effort. If you like go
more
on
makeup
first. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you can tell I have not slept much.
Yeah, well, I mean, and I wouldn't go on a date looking like the way I look right now at all.
What are you wearing, Sarah?
I'm wearing leggings and a flannel jacket with my hair up and like very little makeup. Yes.
Yeah, I gave up on makeup at work a long time ago.
But what I really like is first, even like a first few date, is do something where you guys can interact. Like, I love that. Like, go bowling, go play pool, go like mini board golfing. Games. Yeah, but just two people board gaming, that could be awkward. Like, unless you guys are like at a board gaming cafe,
right? That'd be that's kind of what I was
like
thinking.
A Mox or like, you know, something like that. Because then I hate going on dates, and this is why I like Tinder or anything that people just do this all the time, and they just go and they just kind of talk to each other, kind of like an interview.
It is an interview. I was saying you ask the same questions every single time.
Every single time. And answer the same questions. I would hate if I did that a few times a week going on dates. Like, that sounds absolutely miserable to me. What do you like to do? Well, what do you do for fun? Well, what is your job? What is your passion? You know, oh my God. Like, you know,
oh, yeah.
Like, all that stuff will come. Like, I want to see like how you are when we're bowling. We're kind of competitive. Like, are we cute? Are we fun? Are you getting angry about it? Am I winning? You know what I mean?
But I mean, like, I feel like people are always put on their best face on their first date, regardless of what they're doing.
Well, except for me. Because I was like, I feel like for me, if
what,
even
you
if,
have a best face? No.
Not really. But like, if I'm bowling, like, I love bowling, but like, I'm okay at sucking at it. You know, like, mm-hmm. I can laugh at myself, and like, if he can laugh at himself or mm-hmm. laugh at me too, like, I feel like you kind of get more of a chemistry vibe to see if you guys are actually flowing and having fun rather than just sitting being like, oh, you like comic books? I like comic books. Cool. Now we're compatible because we like this one thing. You know, rather than being like, oh, we actually really get along. Okay, like mm-hmm. now, like, what do you do? Like, what do you, like, come bowling? Do you not? Like,
I do like some of the interview status because it lets me know right away if there is any, like we've talked about in previous episodes, what is your immediate deal breaker? Like, I would like to have kids, but I went out with the guy and he was pretty cool. The only thing I didn't like besides the fact that he didn't want kids was he's the kind of guy, like when he would start to date somebody, even casually, they were his girlfriend.
Without even asking him?
Like, it's just like, I mean, it's just that label immediately. If you're, because I think there's a difference between like seeing somebody and like actually like going out with somebody.
Seeing I think like, you need to have that conversation
yeah,
for sure.
Exactly. But he's like, yeah, like basically he would like have a new quote unquote girlfriend every couple of months because that's how he was seeing people. But he would label it boyfriend, girlfriend. And I thought that was
would
weird.
Would the girl
I didn't like
label
that.
It too?
Like yeah, that? Like they labeled boyfriend, girlfriend status. And I thought
so
that
they
was
were
weird.
Both very like, fast to jump the gun, kind of.
Yeah, and I'm just like, but some people don't think it's jumping the gun. That's just what they call it. It's like, well, I'm dating, so that's my girlfriend. It's like, no, I feel like girlfriend's almost a little bit more serious.
Well, I mean, J-Rub's, like, I was dating more than just J-Rub's when I met him, and, like, we didn't make it official until I had called it off with that other dude. But he mm-hmm. said, like, I want you to be my girlfriend. Like uh-huh. I want to be exclusive, pretty much.
Right, and that was like my last actual boyfriend I had, like the joke was we were at a bar and he wrote like to ask me to be his girlfriend. He wrote on a piece of paper, will you be my girlfriend? And then in quotes, he's like, or in quotations, it's like Facebook official, like,
aww.
And then yes, no, maybe. And I had to check off a box.
That's so like that was funny. Old school.
I thought that was funny, but it was like, yeah, like there is that term, the Facebook official.
How long were you guys just dating until that happened?
About a month.
Okay.
We jumped into like feelings real fast on that one.
Well, I feel like, I mean, Jared was never like 2 weeks, and I feel like, I mean, it just depends on the people, but like for me, if I'm like seeing mm-hmm. you multiple times a week, like I'm gonna catch feelings,
right.
I wouldn't be hanging out with you that much if not.
Yeah, I think.
And then I'm like, are you seeing any other bitches? Okay, good, because you better only be sleeping with me, so we better make this official ASAP or I'm right. gonna kill you.
Yeah, I don't know. This whole dating thing's for the birds.
you just gotta pull the trigger and make a text.
All right. Well, tune in next week.
Do you think Biggie should do it?
Will I do it?
Do it. Do it. Do it. And if you're out there and you have a crush, just send it.
And please send us the screenshot.
Oh my God!
If you send it to
yeah.
our text message line, we will get pictures.
Yes, please do. All right. Good luck.
Bye, guys.
Bye.